This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso, your one-stop shop. Visit their newly launched Western Boutique online store. It's PremierAgBoutique.com. Find ladies' Western fashion, men's clothes, footwear, and accessories. Use discount code PREMIER to receive 10% off.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. All right, can I please see a show of hands of every male listening right now who is between the ages of 40 and 60. If you're between the ages of 40 and 60 and you are a red-blooded, blue jean-wearing American male, please raise your hand. Wow. All right. So then you will help me in saying very, very happy birthday to a 56-year-old Phoebe Cates. And you all know what I mean. The red bathing suit.
Okay. Calm down.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The seminal scene of all of our youth. Hi, Brad. I think you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday, Phoebe. Happy birthday. And thank you. Thank you from all of our hearts.
Before the whole Kevin Spacey thing went down, I always got her husband confused. Like, I always thought she was married to Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Kevin Kline.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now I don't get them confused.
Yeah. Whoa, two Kevins.
Yes.
Two roads diverged in Yellowwood. And I took the one less traveled. Yes.
All of that.
Kevin Kline. Okay. Here's your question. Here's your jug poll of the day today, brought to you by Farm Supply. Apparently, the hottest beverage category of the summer is sparkling water.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Now,
it's everywhere, though.
Yeah, it is all over the place. Venture capitalists pouring money into the booming category, $1.7 billion. That includes club soda, flavored water, seltzer. Jug poll of the day today, hot or not, I don't know where you fall on this, but I'm a thumbs down on sparkling water.
I don't like sparkling water either.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you and I are twinsies on this one. That
I don't like
I
it
don't
either.
Get it. That LaCroix,
the grossest.
What do you do?
A few years ago, we were in Seattle, and my sister-in-law works in a building downtown. Like, she works at a super, like, a hipster startup company, right?
Everybody has a beard, including the ladies.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So we walk in, and with Poppy, she's like, Poppy, you want something to drink? Poppy's like, okay, and she hands her LaCroix. I mean, it was the grossest. Like, no one wants this, and they just had, like, refrigerators stocked of LaCroix around this place. It's everyone, like, and no one was working, by the way. They're all doing puzzles. Puzzles.
Beards,
they have LaCroix. Right. It was the weirdest place of a watering plant.
That's what I want to know. Is this a soda you're handing me? Because it doesn't taste as good as a soda.
No. And I went to Trader Joe's the other day for lunch.
It looks like a soda, but I don't know.
I got a salad. I wanted something to drink. And all they had was like lemon sparkling water, right? And I'm like, I'm going to try it. Whatever. Oh, it was ginger, too. It was so gross.
It's bitter.
It was so gross.
What are you trying to do with my taste buds?
Ugh.
I don't get it. But let me tell you, it is H-O-T hot, hot, hot. A recent survey found Americans drank sparkling water 10 times each year. That is a jump in 4 servings from just a few years ago. Hard seltzers are a big thing, too.
Just stop.
But didn't we already, don't we already, it seems like we always go through this phase of hard seltzers every, like there was bottles and James wine coolers way back in the day, right? And then it was like malt beverages, Mike's Hard Lemonades, Smirnoff Ices, right? Now it's seltzer, hard seltzers, scooped up $389 million in sales this year alone. That's up some 200%. Is it that everybody thinks it's healthier?
Okay.
Maybe, I mean, maybe it is, but it's, I mean, is it?
So someone texted in,
who texted?
Unnamed.
Unnamed person?
White Claw, it's huge. Well, we had another story this morning where there's like a White Claw claw machine, right? I've never even heard of White Claw before.
Yeah.
But that is an alcoholic seltzer, like water beverage.
Yeah.
They also own Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I know.
Roast.
Okay, listen, they're going to do something up at the fair this year. I saw the folks from Pacific Beverage, and they were like, yeah, we got a hard seltzer or something.
Is it White Claw?
It might be. I don't remember. Can you, that person's unnamed? Can you name them White Claw?
Immediately.
Immediately name them White Claw. That's a great name. What's your name on the text line? White Claw. Really? Who are you? Drunk Eddie. You two should get together. I haven't heard from Drunk Eddie. Drunk Eddie, we heard from last week every day. This week, nothing so far.
Sleeping it off.
I know.
Secret Agent Travis said, disgusting, leaves a waxy aftertaste.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's not for me.
Jeremy the Driver, they have all the sparkling alcoholic drinks too. They're gross. Catgirl, seriously terrible. Becca G, can we say kidney stones? My husband's doctor said to quit drinking sparkling water because it contributed to his. Oh. On the fence, Marlene, I love LaCroix. It's great for cocktails.
Okay.
Al's Gal Pal Val with Benefits says it's an acquired taste.
Okay.
Tara, my BFF, said, agree, sparkling water is disgusting. La crap.
Well, you don't have to get personal about it.
An unnamed person, I don't do soda water either, but it does help with cramps. So along with the rising, here comes the popularity, or the rising heat, here comes the popularity. I don't know. But Jeff does get like leg cramps.
Yeah.
And he does drink. He just started drinking like tonic water. So we have tonic water in there because it does help with like leg cramps.
Are we giving out medical advice right now?
We're not. But
sounds like we are.
That it helps supposed with to be really cramps. Good. I don't know if she it meant that. I don't know if she
leg,
meant that at all.
Jeff's leg cramps.
But it does help with cramps. It's a thing. Oldest person ever from Illinois said, I drink it for the low sugar.
Listen, I've tried, you know me and gin. I've tried plenty of gin and tonic. And for my money, just hold the tonic. No thank you. I'll do a gin and tonic. Hold the tonic.
Straight gin?
Yes. Yes. That helps with cramps, too. Whenever I get a brain cramp, I see Bombay Sapphire on the rocks seems to help.
You might have a problem.
No, you might. Your mom has a problem.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for solutions for growers on the Central Coast and on the Central Valley. Increase your plant nutrition and crop production. Call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.